السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، ولا أمة بعد أمته، ولا كتاب بعد كتابه، ولا شريعة بعد شريعته. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن هذه أمتكم أمة واحدة وأنا ربكم فاعبدون. صدق الله العظيم. Respected ulama, scholars, elders and brothers, mothers and sisters, we begin by praising Almighty Allah that Allah Ta'ala has given us a deen that is unique, it is complete, it is beautiful, it is perfect. We thank Allah that Allah has given us this deen and made us part of this ummah. We thank Allah further for all the favors that He has granted us, bearing in mind that Allah says in the Quran, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you try and count the favors of Allah, you would be unable to do so. On an occasion like this, we have to send salutations, and it's our duty to send salutations upon our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, through whom we have received the deen and who has completed his task and fulfilled his responsibility as outlined to him by Allah, Ya ayyuhar rasul balligh ma unzila ilayka min rabbik. O Rasul, propagate what Allah has revealed unto you. Brothers, Allah Ta'ala has made us from amongst an ummah that is a very special ummah, a very special people in the eyes of Allah. Says Allah in the Holy Quran, كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ. You are the best of people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought out amongst people. In Jami al-Tirmidhi, there is a hadith that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he recited this ayat, he said, and he commented and he said, أَنْتُمْ تَتِمُّونَ سَبْعِينَ أُمَّةً. You are the culmination of many ummats of the past. أنت أكرمها. You are the most honored and you are the best. Allah in this ummah has given us tremendous favors. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about His favors upon this ummah by saying how He rewards this ummah. Allah says in the Quran in Surah Baqarah, مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يُقْرِضُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا. He who is there who will give to Allah a beautiful loan. Allah Ta'ala refers to our insignificant good deeds as a loan to Allah. The way an honorable person, when he gets a loan, he sees to it that he repays it. Allah Ta'ala refers to good deeds as a loan so that Allah will repay it in reward. Then Allah Ta'ala sometimes says, مَنْ جَاعَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ فَلَهُ عَشْرُ أَمْثَالِهَا. With regard to the rewards of this ummah, whoever does one righteous deeds, Allah Ta'ala will multiply it 10 times. Whoever does one good deed, Allah will multiply it 10 times. وَمَنْ جَاءَ بِالسَّيِّئَةِ فَلَا يُجْزَى إِلَّا مِثْلَهَا. And whoever does any evil deed, only one evil deed will be recorded against his name. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sometimes says, in Surah Baqarah, 3rd juz of the Holy Quran, مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ كَمَثَلِ حَبَّةٍ أَنْبَتَتْ سَبْعَ سَنَابِلِ. Continuing the ayat, and the gist of the ayat is, whoever gives $1, 1 cent, 1 rand, or whatever, 1 pound in charity, Allah multiplies it 700 times. وَاللَّهُ يُضَاعِفُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. And Allah wants, Allah Ta'ala will even give more than that. And then Allah Ta'ala sometimes says, إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّى الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Allah Ta'ala will reward those who persevere from among this ummah, a reward that will not be able to be counted. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, when a person keeps fast in the month of Ramadan, then the angels go up to Allah and say, oh Allah, how do we record this good deed? Normally people do something to get rewards. Here a person is not doing anything, he's staying away from certain legitimate things. How do we record his good deeds? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O my angels, don't record it. You don't have the ability to record it. As-sawmu li wa ana ajzi bih. Saum and fasting which a person undertakes in the month of Ramadan is for me, I will reward it myself. Brothers, this is how Allah Ta'ala rewards this ummah. How Allah loves this ummah. This ummah, أَوَّلُ النَّاسُ خُرُوجًا إِذَا بُعِثُوا وَأَسْبَقُهُمْ إِلَى الْحِسَابِ وَأَسْبَقُهُمْ دُخُولًا إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ. It has come last. But despite it coming last, it will go first to Jannah. Despite it coming last, the first people whose a'mal will be reckoned will be this ummah. So despite it coming last, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put it first into Jannah. Despite it coming last, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it first to go through the process of accounts and you will not have to wait long. And we can understand it, you go to the airport, and when you go to the airport, you see that the flight is ready to be boarded. You thank Allah, I don't have to wait long. Our situation is like that, we won't have to wait that much for accountability to take place. It is amazing. And this course of because of us coming last, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not reveal our faults in front of another ummah. The previous ummah's faults, the previous ummah's weakness, Allah has mentioned it to us in the Holy Quran. وَإِلَى مَدْيَنَا أَخَاهُمْ شُعَيْبًا. And remember that the city of Madian, we send Shu'ayb alayhi salatu wasalam. قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَٰهٍ غَيْرُهُ وَلَا تَنْقُصُوا الْمِكْيَالَ وَالْمِيزَانَ. And remember when Shu'ayb alayhi salatu wasalam told unto the city of Madian and the people of Madian, worship only Allah, do not weigh and measure less by mischief. Do not be dishonest in your business dealings. Allah has revealed to us that the tribe of Shu'ayb alayhi salatu wasalam, they were involved in dishonesty in business dealings. Their faults and their shortcomings have been made mention in the Holy Quran. So Allah has made mention of the faults of others in the Holy Quran. But because we came last, Allah won't make mention of our faults in front of anyone else. Many a times you and I, we say that yes, that what you are talking about, that ummah, it is the beginning portion of the ummah. And there is no doubt whatsoever, the beginning portion of the ummah is the most favored and the most blessed of this ummah. خَيْرُ الْقُرُونِ قَرْنِي ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ. Says Nabi Karim s.a.w. The best of ages is my age. Then the age that will come after my age. And the age that will come after that age. That is the best of all ages. خَيْرُ الْقُرُونِ. But it doesn't mean that the people who come in the latter stages of the ummah, they are not blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, مَثَلُ أُمَّتِي كَمَثَلِ الْمَتَرِ لَا يَدْرِي خَيْرٌ أَوَّلُهُ لَا يَدْرِي أَوَّلُهُ خَيْرٌ أَمْ آخِرُهُ. The example of my ummah is like a beneficial rain. In a beneficial rain, you don't know whether the beginning of the rain is beneficial, whether the end of the rain is beneficial. My ummah is like that. It doesn't know who is beneficial, the beginning of the ummah or the last of the ummah. While the best of ages is the age of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you and I have also been promised a different type of reward. In Musnad Ahmad, Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullah alayhi narrates a saying of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he said, "Tuba liman ra'ani wa amana bi." Congratulations be upon the one who saw me and brought iman upon me, the sahaba. Congratulations be upon the one who saw me and brought iman upon me. And then he said, referring to sinners like you and I, Tuba sab'a marratin liman lam yarani wa amana bi. 7 times congratulations upon the one who didn't see me, yet he brought iman upon me. 7 times congratulations be upon the one who didn't see me, but yet he brought iman upon me. Brothers, this is the virtue of this ummah. I can go on making mention with regard to that. The reason why I've made mention of this as an introduction, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left us as an ummah. He left us as one ummah. He left us as an ummah. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was extremely sensitive to leave a legacy that this ummah as a one, as a whole, is one ummah. On one occasion in the life of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the expedition of Bani Mustalaq, there were 2 people who were fighting. 2 individuals. Many a times you and I, we get into this particular type of shortcoming and mistake. We are 2 individuals. We are two individuals fighting, but then we make it such that we get our party to support us. The other person get his party to support us. What starts off as a personality clash between two individuals draws an entire community into that argument and that dispute. And so it happened. One person was from Makkah. One person was from Medina. They started in arguing. They started fighting. The person of Makkah called the people of Makkah. The person of Medina called the people of Medina. What started off as an argument between two individuals nearly ended off in a fight between people of Makkah and people of Medina. And one said, Ya Muhajir. One said, Ya Ansar. When Nabi Karim s.a.w. came to know about it, he rebuked them and said, Ma ba'lu da'wal jahiliyyah. Da'uha fa'innaha muntinah. What is the slogan of ignorance? I didn't come to put you into parties. I didn't come to put you into groups. I had come to put you under one ummah. This slogan, my people, my tribe, my nation, my community, fa'innaha muntinah. Leave it. It is an odious slogan. It is a slogan that smells. I didn't leave you with a slogan. I left you with a slogan of being an ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Brothers, this is such an important point that I do not know how to emphasize this. Yes, it is true that each and everyone will have certain types of allegiance. There is nothing wrong with that allegiance, because we have got our deen through the means of that allegiance. Someone would be following the Hanafi school of thought. Someone will be following the Shafi school of thought. Someone will be following different school of thoughts. Nothing wrong with regard to that. Someone might have very great and very good relationship and has learned his deen from a particular scholar. Nothing wrong with that. Someone might have benefited from one particular Sufi way. Nothing wrong with that. But while you are aligned to that, remember, beyond that, you are an ummah of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And it is our time that we identify ourselves beyond the groups. There is nothing wrong to be in a group. But beyond that, we identify ourselves. In what way? We are an ummah of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam beyond that. There is going to be difference of opinion with regard to it. Just to give you an example and to show you how it is that people get their deen from different sources. In the time of Imam Malik rahmatullah alayh, one of our great scholars, one of the four imams of the schools of thoughts, Imam Malik rahmatullah alayh, the Khalifa had tremendous reverence for him. Why should he not be so, being such a great scholar? So the Khalifa of the time, he told Imam Malik rahmatullah alayh that I would like to make your Mu'atta Imam Malik, your compilation of hadith, the official source of fiqh. I would like it to make it the official source of fiqh for the entire Khilafat, for the entire Islamic world. Imam Malik rahimahullah said no. And he said no, the reason why he said no, remember this what he said. He said people have got deen from different scholars. People have got deen from different type of sahaba. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala went to settle in Kufa. People learned deen from him. Abdullah ibn Umar was in Madinah Munawwara. Abdullah ibn Abbas was in Makkah Mukarramah. They were different scholars. Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala was in Syria. People have received deen from different scholars. Leave them to follow the deen through which scholars they have been able to learn the deen. And that particular aspect is, he did not allow his fiqh to be made the official fiqh of the entire Khilafat. Whichever fiqh you are following, let it be so, but do not make that fiqh, do not make that particular tariqah of yours, the scholar that you are following, do not make that the means of dispute in the community. After all, beyond all of that, we are an ummah. I have been, in a small way, a scholar of deen for some time. I do not regard myself as a great scholar. I just regard myself as an elementary scholar and student of deen. Maybe even below elementary. You know, that's my reality. But I have never seen in my life any alim, any scholar, sitting on the mimbar and telling people, follow this fiqh, follow this school of thought, follow Hanafi school of thought, follow Shafi school of thought. I have never seen it. They have said, whichever fiqh you follow, follow. This particular aspect, we must bear in mind, beyond that, we are an ummah of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. To make this the means of disputes and arguments and differences of opinion, it is something that is very tragic. Not only tragic, in many ways it will bring about the adab and punishment of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Maulana Yusuf Sahib rahmatullah alayhi is a son of Maulana Ilyas Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, very great scholar. One of his, the last bayan that is recorded with regard to him, he gave 3 days before he passed away, in which he spoke about the oneness of the ummah. In there he had quoted the hadith of our beloved Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, a person will be brought in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment, and he will be told and said, go to Jannah. And he will say, Ya Allah, I didn't do anything. Why are you sending me in Jannah? And he will be told, he said, an ummah was at a very critical juncture. You said one word. You said one sentence. You gave one bayan and you brought the ummah together. Allah Ta'ala sends you to Jannah. And another scholar will be brought and he will be told to go into Jahannam. And he said, why Allah? Why may I be put into Jahannam? He said, the ummah was a critical juncture. You gave one speech. You gave one talk. And you broke the ummah. Because of that, Allah Ta'ala will send you to Jahannam. Huh? And then Maulana make mention, he said, an ummah is not formed when people look at their own nation, when people look at their own tribe, when people look at their own type of people who follow them. An ummah is formed then when we look beyond our nation, beyond our tribe. That's the time when an ummah is formed, my dear respected brothers. This is the way our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we should never overstate our differences of fiqh. Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi one day was giving dars. And during the course of his dar, one of his students, Imam Yunus ibn Ali radiallahu ta'ala, became angry with him and disputed with him. And he walked away from the gathering. He walked away from the class. In the middle of the night, the ustad went to the house of the student and he knocked at his door. Yunus bin Ali, rahmatullah alayhi, said, who is it? He said, Muhammad bin Idris. So he said, who is Muhammad bin Idris? The only Muhammad bin Idris he knew was Imam Shafi. He opened the door and he saw his ustad. And what did the ustad say? Yunus, there are so many things that brings us together and unite us. We are united on the basis of the kalima, la ilaha illallah, on the Quran, on many other aspects. This one aspect we have differed. Is this one aspect of our difference enough for us that we don't speak to one another? We can't make salam to one another. And we are at the point of arguing and disputing with one another on this basis. How many other things that we dispute compared to the things that unite us? I'm not talking of aspects with regard to fundamentals of deen. I'm not talking with regard to those who deny a fundamental of deen. I'm talking of issues with regard to things which are not fundamentals, which are not part and parcel of Imaniyat. How can we make that the means of, you know, disputes and arguments in our community and society? It is time that we look beyond that. And wallahi, the effort that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made with regard to it is for us to make this ummah one ummah. There are so many things that unite us. Let us look at those particular aspects and move forward. And each and every one, my dear respected brothers, it is my call. There is a national diversion of labor. There is a natural diversion of labor and professions. There is nothing wrong of a person belonging to a different profession or a different calling. Allah Ta'ala in the Holy Quran has made mention of it. فَلَوْلَا نَفَرَ مِنْ كُلِّ فِرْقَةٍ مِّنْهُمْ طَائِفَةٌ لِيَتَفَقَّهُ فِي الدِّينِ. Let there be in every community some people, not everyone, who is well-versed and know in-depth knowledge of the deen. What Allah Ta'ala has made mention with regard to it is that there will be only few people who will be ulama in the community. Not everyone is supposed to be an alim. Not everyone is supposed to be a scholar of deen. But in your own field of profession, what are you doing for the benefit of the ummah that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has made you? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for example, speaking about the diversion of labor, he made mention one day, أَعْلَمُهُمْ بِالْحَلَالِ وَالْحَرَامِ Mu'adh ibn Jabal. Mu'adh ibn Jabal knows most about halal and haram. أَفْرَضُهُمْ زَيْدِ ibn Thabit. The one who knows most about inheritance is Zayd ibn Thabit. أَقْرَأُهُمْ Ubay ibn Kab. Who is the one who knows how to read the Quran most beautiful? He is Ubay ibn Kab. Look at the diversion of labor. Then within that, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made mention of Hassan ibn Thabit. Hassan ibn Thabit, what was he? He was a poet. And he used to compose poetry, defending Islam and the Muslims, because poetry was the means of attacking one another at that time. In many ways, today's poetry is the media. Now if someone were to use the media, were to use the skills Allah Ta'ala had given him to write, or to use the skills to talk, to be able to defend Islam and the Muslims, in a way, he will be likened to Hassan ibn Thabit. And Hassan ibn Thabit used to compose poetry. From where? from the member of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to say, Allahumma ayyidhu bi ruhi al-Qudus. Oh Allah, help him with Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. To do what? To compose poetry. To play his role with regard to the defending of Islam and the Muslims. And to play his role with regard to making this ummah great. So whatever your role is, do something, my dear respected brothers. You can't say, what am I? Put your shoulder to the wheel. Put your shoulder to the wheel to be able to do something. And there are many aspects with regard to that we can do. I sometimes mention that many a times people, they normally say, what can you and I, what can we do? We are ordinary human beings. We are insignificant people. Whenever someone tells me he is an insignificant person, he can't do good, he can't contribute to the society, I tell him, look at Surah Yasin. Just recently, I was on the Turkish-Syria border to go and see the refugees there. And I went to a place called Hattay. The original city of Hattay is known in Taqiyah. Allah in the Holy Quran, وَضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثْلًا أَصْحَابَ الْقَرْيَةِ. According to the Mufassirin, this is what Allah Ta'ala has made mention of Surah, in Surah Yasin. It is in Taqiyah, which is present-day Hattay in Turkey. And there Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took me to the qabr of a human being who is not a Nabi, who is not someone that Allah has made mention of his name in the Holy Quran, but Allah has made his incident in the Quran. وَجَاءَ رَجُلٌ مِّنْ أَقْسَى الْمَدِينَةِ يَسْعَى. They came upon the people, one human being from the outskirts of Hattay, from the outskirts of Antakya, and he came and told his tribe, what did he tell them? اِتَّبِعُوا الْمُرْسَلِينَ. O people, follow the messenger of Allah. اِتَّبِعُوا مَنْ لَا يَسَلُكُمْ أَجْرًا. Follow the one who does not ask you for any reward. He did not ask you for any financial compensation. وَمَا لِيَ لَا أَعْبُدُ الَّذِي فَطَرَنِي. What is wrong with me that I will not worship the one who created me, Allah? And then because he told his tribe to follow the messengers of Allah, they killed him. They martyred him. And Allah Ta'ala told him, قِيلَ دُخُلِ الْجَنَّةِ. Go into Jannah. And when he went into Jannah, even when he was in Jannah, he was worried about his people. He was worried about doing something for the deen. And what did he say? Ya layta qawmi ya'lamun bima ghafara li rabbi. May Allah show my tribe how you have forgiven me, how you have honored me for following the truth. That is a human being that Allah in the Quran doesn't make mention of his name. And the Mufassirin tell us, he was Habib Najjar. Habib, a carpenter by trade. Brothers, a carpenter by trade, Allah has made mention of him in the Quran. And you and I, sometimes you might read other surahs, you might not read other surahs. There is still a widespread amal and practice of reading Surah Yasin after Fajr. In Surah Yasin, you read about an ordinary human being who was a carpenter by trade, but because he was worried about his community, he was worried about his society, he did something for his society, he did something for the ummah, he did something for righteousness, Allah makes mention of him till the day of Qiyamah. And you and I will read about it. Brothers, we have so many avenues. One of the avenues that I will just very briefly make mention, Islam has given great amount of emphasis about social justice, worrying about the upliftment of humankind across the spectrum, worrying about what is good together with our ibadat. I will never undermine ibadat. You know, I will never. In the Holy Quran, Allah has made mention of one aspect. مَا سَلَكَكُمْ فِي سَقَرْ. Allah asked the people of Jahannam, when they are in Jahannam, why are you in Jahannam? Why are you in Jahannam? Brothers, you have to listen to the reply the people of Jahannam will give. لَمْ نَكُ مِنَ الْمُسَلِّينَ وَلَمْ نَكُ نُطْعِمُ الْمِسْكِينَ وَكُنَّا نَخُوذُ مَعَ الْخَائِذِينَ وَكُنَّا نُكَذِّبُ بِيَوْمِ الدِّينَ. We are in Jahannam because we do not read Salat. We are in Jahannam because we do not feed the poor. We are in Jahannam because we do not believe in the oneness of Allah Ta'ala and the fundamentals of deen. Now this is our deen. We have to perform salat and we have to play a role with regard to social justice. Today, the unfortunate part is those who sometimes perform salat and make ibadat, they don't worry about social justice. They feel that, no, ye kaam hamare nahi hai. Ye, this is someone else. Those who are doing work there, they don't want to perform salat and make ibadat. Allah in the Quran has made mention of both these aspects together. Why are you in Jahannam? We do not read namaz. We do not feed the poor. That is our responsibility, to make ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, worry with regard to social justice. It was such an important aspect of our deen. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu one day was going, and we all know about Umar. He used to walk the streets of Medina. What he used to walk the streets of Medina for? Caring about the welfare of people. And one day he was walking, and when he saw a small child crying, and he went to the mother and said, "Why are you allowing the child to cry? The child is crying, and you are not making an effort to stop the crying." And said, "I'm weaning the child of the breast. The small child is still small. It is not that age for it to be weaned of the breast. Why are you weaning the child of the breast?" Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu has given a command that until the child is not weaned of the breast, it will not get a stipend from the Baytul Mal. Umar came home. He started crying. And he said, "Ya Allah, what have I done? That because of my command, because of my law that I enacted, I brought zulm and I made difficulty upon the people that mothers are weaning their child prior to their time because of Umar's law. What Umar has done. Look at his concern." He started crying. One day Umar radiallahu anhu was in front of people, and he had a time. Whoever had any difficulty, come and ask. Whoever had any difficulty, come and ask. So when anyone, people came, after he had given and the time had been completed, then Umar radiallahu anhu went to go and do some other work. So someone came and asked for his needs after the appointed time that was allotted by Umar to see the needs of the people. So Umar radiallahu anhu got angry with him and said, "I sat in the masjid waiting for you to come give your needs. That time you didn't come. And now when I'm sitting and doing my own work, you come in. You come now. Why didn't you come at the allotted time?" And Umar took out his whip and he lashed him across the back and he went away. Umar then started crying in front of Allah. And he said, "Oh Umar, Allah Ta'ala, you were amongst those people who were led astray. You are not upon the right path. Allah Ta'ala granted you hidayat. Allah Ta'ala made you a Muslim. After Allah Ta'ala made you a Muslim, Allah Ta'ala made you the Khalifa of the people. Now when Allah made you the Khalifa of people, to look after the needs of the people, when they come to you with regard to their needs, you rebuke them and you send them away." He went looking for that person and said, "Come back. Hit me across the back the way I had hit you across the back." And he said, "No, no, Umar, I have forgiven you." But look at the aspect. Oh, Umar worried about the needs of the people setting out. Let me conclude with this, my dear respected brothers. And, you know, one day Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam had some prisoners of war which were brought into one of the expeditions. And amongst those prisoners of war, there was one woman. And she came in front of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam and said, "Oh Muhammad," she was not a Muslim at that time, "Oh Muhammad, treat me with honor and dignity. Why should I treat you with honor and dignity? My father was a very honorable person. I'm an influential woman of my tribe. Who was your father?" "My father was Hatim Tai. My father was Hatim Tai. He was known for his generosity. He was known for feeding people. He was known that he gave people refuge. He was known that any beggar that came was never refused by Hatim Tai." So Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "I want you to listen to this. These are qualities of the believer. These are qualities of the believer." So Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Go, I have freed you." She said, "What about my tribe?" So Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "You are a true daughter of your generous father. Go, I have freed you because of the generosity of your father. I have freed your tribe because of your generosity." What can she do? She went to bring her brother Adi bin Hatim, and both of them came in the presence of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam to complete and to fulfill the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. In conclusion, my dear respected brothers, let me just give you a gist of what I have said. This ummah is very close to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I have given you the virtue of this ummah. This ummah came into being with tremendous sacrifices from our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam to make this ummah one. Let us keep this ummah one. Yes, we might have learned deen from certain scholars. We might be following a particular school of thought. We might be following one particular scholar through whom we have benefited, no doubt with regard to it. Very good. But beyond that, we are an ummah of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let us not overstate our differences. Let us not in any way regard that to be more paramount than the oneness of the ummah of our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Thereafter, I made mention that we are different. Allah has made us into different labor, different professions. Whatever your profession, whatever you are doing, you can still do something for your own benefit, for the benefit of the deen. Remember, if a person only worries about his own benefit, then what's the difference between his existence and the existence of an animal? وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا يَتَمَتَّعُونَ وَيَأْكُلُونَ كَمَا تَأْكُلُ الْأَنْعَامُ. Those people whose objective do not go beyond their own eating and their own luxurious living, their objective is not beyond that of an animal. وَالنَّارُ مَثْوًى لَهُمْ. And the fire of Jahannam will be their abode. do something for the benefit of the ummah and to make this ummah a glorious ummah the way Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has envisaged and Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has commanded. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.